Bobby's Herb Orange, episode. Wait, which one is this?
Six.
Six. Last time, on Bobby's Herb Orange, Ness discovered a fruit man who needed food and money. Which is kind of weird because, you know, yeah, he wasn't made out of food. Oh well. Today, he'll tackle one of the hardest parts of the game. Here on...
Bobby's Herb Orange.
Okay, I think I'm going to check out the town. I think I'll ride this bus.
Hey, it's gonna cost you $2 to go to Threed. But, I'm just telling you, we probably won't get there because I'm kind of scared of the ghosts in the tunnel.
Ghosts? That sounds like a blast.
Yeah, there's ghosts in the tunnels of Threed. Oh, we can't get there, but I guess we can try if you're willing to pay.
Yeah, let's give it a shot.
Oh man, there, dude, we're coming up to the tunnel. There are ghosts in this tunnel, man. Oh crap, I forgot my funky Runaway 5 beats, man. That's what bends them off. Crap, dude, we gotta make a 3-point turn. We gotta go around right now. We're gonna die.
Well, that sucks. Anyway. Hey, look, a sign is here. It says, Peaceful Rest Valley. I could use some peaceful rest. Whoa, a walking mushroom! Oh, it wants to fight! Whoa, the mushroom is shooting spores at me. I feel kind of weird. Take this! Man, I'm feeling kind of funky. Maybe I should beat myself in the head with my bat. Oh, God, that hurts. But I want to do it again.
What? Hey. What was... Yo, you little boy! Is that a mushroom growing out of your head?
I like biscuits and toast on my biscuits with my toast with sevens. Yay, dollars!
Let me take care of that for you.
And then the monkey went into the barn and stole the bear. Wait, what just happened?
I just ate your mushroom and it was delicious. Here's $50.
Whoa, are you some kind of hippie?
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa! A giant iron pencil! It's blocking my way! I can't just walk around this! Guess I'll have to go home!
And so Ness walked back through the gates.
What the heck is this? Wait a minute, there's a phone in my bag! Hello?
Hello, Ness. What's up? It's Apple Kid. I just finished a great new adventure. Meet me in Berglund Park.
Hey, I have a question. Why do I have a cell phone?
My pet mouse put it in your bag when you weren't looking. He also took some more of your money. Hope you're not mad.
Okay, cool. Well, I'll be in Berglund Park in just a second. So we can probably just talk then. Actually, wait, I'm behind you now. I'll just hang up.
Oh. Oh, there. So you came. Here's a new invention. A machine that will eradicate pencils out of existence. It's probably totally and completely useless, but it'd be a great prank to pull while in class, right?
Wow, you know, I think this actually might come in handy. Like, right now. Thanks, Apple Kid!
Uh-huh.
Alright, well let's try out this machine. That was a big machine! Wow, it worked! I'll just proceed through this gigantic valley, and it's oddly peaceful and restful. There are no enemies here. Awesome! Wait, is that tree moving? Man! This tree is so strong! I know I can take it though! Oh my god, I'm on fire! Wow, that was crazy. I'm back into this cave. Whoa. What is this place?
Excuse me, tourist. I'm collecting donations to help protect the world from contaminants?
Sorry, I don't have any cash on me.
Incredible! I can't believe people exist who have no money at all! Oh, Blue.
Blue? What are you talking about?
Ansoness wanders into the strange village of the Happy, unaware of the dangers of their cult life. Will he survive? Of course he will. But tune in next week to hear about it live here on Fobbies Are Borange.
Borange.
You know what? You were absolutely right. This episode is much shorter than the other ones.
This episode was short.